Welcome. This lesson is called Fast Workflow Templates for Drum and Bass Production in Ableton Live Advanced. I'm going to walk you through a brutally efficient template you can build right now, how to use it, and a set of pro tricks to get sketches to 64 bars in under an hour. Energetic, practical, and ruthless. Let's go. Opening notes. This assumes you know Ableton Live basics, racks, returns, grouping, macros. Live 10 or 11 works. Live 11 gives you drum bus and a few updated devices that make life easier, but everything I describe can be recreated in Live 10. Lesson overview. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a session and arrangement ready template set at a rolling DNB tempo, ready buses and returns, a layered drum and brakes system, a three-layer bass instrument rack, sidechain routing, a master chain you can reuse, and a skeleton arrangement with dummy clips so you can sketch fast. I'll call out exact devices and recommended starting settings, plus workflow habits, to keep you moving. First, global setup. Step 1. Set the project tempo to 172 BPM. This is the sweet spot for rolling DNB. Turn off the metronome if it's distracting you. Step 2. Preferences, record/warp/launch. Set launch quantization to 1 bar so scenes trigger musically. Step 3. Create a scene row for each section and label them intro, build, drop, break, outro. This is your arrangement grid. Trust me, label and color everything. We'll come back to why. Now build the core tracks and routing. Create these tracks and name them clearly. One audio track, kick pus. One MIDI track called drums main for your drum rack. One audio track called breaks for your pre-chopped breaks. One MIDI track called bass main for the instrument rack. Then create four return tracks named short REV, big rev, ping delay, and width utility. Keep the master track clean. Defaults are fine for sends, but remember you can set specific sends to pre-fader if you want a reverb tail that's independent of the source fader. Drum system. On drums main, create a drum rack with pads for kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, and perks. For complexity, drop a simpler in slice mode into a pad if you want a one-shot immense chop you can trigger from MIDI. Set per pad chain volume so kick sits around -6 to -8 dB DFS inside the track. Leave headroom. Build an audio effect rack on the drum track and map macros. Macro 1 for global drive. Macro 2 for transient shaping or drum bus drive. Macro 3 for a high shelf via EQ8. Macro 4 for a filter cutoff for hats and perks. These four macros let you make big musical moves with one hand when sketching. Breaks track. On breaks, drop a classic break. Amen. Think. Apache. Warp mode. Beats. Preserve transients. Use tight transient preservation and set 1/32 or 1/16 warp markers where needed. Duplicate the break track inside the audio track to create two lanes or chains for fast switching. Break A and break B. Put an audio effect rack on the breaks track with multiple chains. Clean. Chopped, distorted. The clean chain is a low pass 12 dB. Chopped can use beat, repeat, or stutter effects. Distorted can be saturator plus EQ8. Map a chain selector macro so you can switch styles instantly. Pre-process with a light compressor and an EQ cut below 40 hc so the breaks don't muddy the sub. Group drums main and breaks into a drum bus. On the drum bus, insert drum bus if you're on Live 11. Set drive around 3 to 6, boom around 60 to 80 for character. Then glue with glue compressor for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. If you don't have drum bus, substitute saturator into soft clip followed by glue compressor. Follow with an EQ8 high pass at 30 hc and a light, multiband dynamics to blue mids and highs. Consider a parallel redux return if you want crunchy jungle grit you can blend in. Bass instrument rack. This is the heart of rolling DNB. Create an instrument rack with three chains, sub, mid, and texture. Sub chain. Simple oscillator or a pure sine in simpler, low pass around 150 hc, utility width forced to mono, gentle saturator and EQ8 cutting everything above 200 to 300 hc. Mid-chain, a detuned reese and wave-eatable or layered sampler, band passed roughly 120 to 800 hc. Small chorus or flanker, light saturation, top texture chain, FM stab, noise, or a sample texture high passed at 800 hc. With a short echo or a reverb for presence. Map macros across these three chains for quick performance. My recommended macro layout is Macro 1 sub-level, Macro 2 mid-level, Macro 3 spice or saturation, Macro 4 global filter affecting mid and top, Macro 5 width, Macro 6 pitch shift for stabs. Make Macro 1 and 2 your one-knob decision makers. Think energy and character. That rule cuts analysis paralysis when sketching. Side chain. Create clean routing so the bass ducks to the kick. Either route kick audio to the kick bus and sidechain the bass's compressor to that bus, or send from bass main to a dedicated compressor on a sidechain track. Suggested compressor settings. Ratio 4:1, attack between 0.5 and 3 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 ms, threshold adjusted for around 3 to 8 dB of ducking. For musical pumping, sync the release to note duration or set it in tempo-synced values like 1/8 or 1/4 depending on groove. FX returns. Set up useful returns so you don't have to build reverb and delay every time. Return A, short rev, small room reverb, size 20 to 30%, dry slash wet around 30 to 40%, pre-delay 10 to 30 ms. Put an EQ after the reverb to cut below 300 Hz and above 8K Hz so it stays clean. Return B. Big rev, long reverb for tails and builds, decay 3 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 20 milliseconds, dry slash wet about 25%. Return C, ping delay, use echo sync to 8th dotted and 16th, feedback 30 to 50%, high cut around 6K Hz and low cut around 200 Hz. Return D, with utility, auto pan for slow stereo motion or utility for mono checks, map a macro to toggle width or mono quickly. Master chain. Keep mastering minimal in your template to preserve headroom. This audio version is shortened for playback.